The first big cruise ship of the 2015 tourist season arrived in Ketchikan on Friday. KRBD's Layla Carey was on the dock bright and early to meet the ship.
In its inaugural visit to Alaska's fur city, the Ruby Princess brought more than 3,000 passengers and about 1,200 crew members. Louis Banda is from Los Angeles and had just gotten off the 952-foot-long cruise ship. He was snapping photos of his traveling companions as they waited for their tour bus.
I came with my best friend and my wife. We were actually interested since I was a kid, going to the Klondike and, you know, the visions of Jack London and all of that good stuff. It just was one of my bucket list things to do.
Banda says he's excited to finally be in Alaska and remarked how clean and crisp the air felt compared to LA.
I was weirded out a little bit with the actual sun going down like around 9 o'clock, you know, we got to see. And then it was 4 o'clock in the morning and I could clearly see outside. That was great. It was just mind blowing, actually.
And you kind of lucked out. It might look cloudy to you, but this is actually a beautiful day for Ketchikan.
You know what? This is what I wanted. I didn't want anything sunny. I just wanted to feel the moisture in the air. I wanted to see the mossiness of it. I mean, it's just really breathtaking. I told my friend like 3 times I couldn't believe how beautiful it is.
Banda and his friends were taking a 5-hour tour through some national forest land, and then they'll watch the popular Great Alaskan Lumberjack Show before getting back on board the Ruby Princess to leave by late afternoon. In addition to cruise ship passengers, tour representatives were on the dock selling tours and rounding up clients to make sure they get on the right bus.
Hi, I'm Joe Linehan. I work for Lighthouse Eagles and Totems Excursion. I'm here as a dock rep today, but it's not my normal function. I'm a captain. I usually skipper the Totem Princess.
Linehan and his wife are longtime seasonal residents of Ketchikan. They come back every year to work in the tourism industry.
This is our 12th year, my wife and I, coming up here to work. And this is our second home here. As a matter of fact, we spend more time in Ketchikan than we do at our home in Florida.
A little ways away, but within sight of the big ship, Jay Matani was standing in the door of his Salmon Landing jewelry shop, Gold Rush. As he watched the first flood of cruise passengers disembark, he was cautiously optimistic about this year's tourist season.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Ketchikan. Hopefully it'll bring finances and money into the coffers of the town, too.
So are you excited for cruise season to start?
It's my livelihood. It's everybody's livelihood. Of course I'm excited. I've been here, this is my 20th year. I'm one of the oldest stores here, so.
What do you like about it?
People from all over the world, the interaction, the town is lively, people are happier.
Judging from the smiles on the dock, people were pretty happy, especially when the morning sun peeked through a break in the clouds. A good omen, perhaps, for the busy summer season. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.